Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so, yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What had this? Yo, just ride out, man, because, shit, I'm going to have, almost have my 14 accident. Ocala, and one time my auntie, you know what I'm saying, for the pop-up on her, do a little surprise pop-up on her, and you know what I'm saying, heading to the Prima Italian Steakhouse, and I got told it's late, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I called me up at 3 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, talking about, yeah, where we going? Yeah, what time is it gonna be? It's 3 o'clock. What time is it gonna be? I was by 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock? It's 3 o'clock. And an hour and a half out of town. I'm like, man, y'all good times, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to get on the road anyways. You know what I'm saying? Lord done bless me. Got a rental car. Cost me $30 to get it on full, so that was straight. And get on down here and see, I hang out with some other cousins and stuff like that. You know, anytime you get an opportunity, people, follow your first mind. You know what I'm saying? And go on and see your people, because it don't gonna be here always, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter how long, when or whatever y'all think you gonna pass. You know what I'm saying? That's not your job to even be worried about. Your job is just to live, you know? Live for the day. Don't worry about tomorrow, but live for tomorrow too, you know what I'm saying? Don't be sitting up there just having a death wish off and then just live reckless and go off and do stupid stuff just cause, you know what I'm saying? Just because you feel like it's the last day. Like people just keep selling up to you. People been saying it's the last day, it's the last 30 damn 40 years of my life. You know what I'm saying? People been talking about we living in the last days. Well, what? Yeah, that, duh. Everybody living in their damn last days. You gonna die. Now, when that's gonna happen, well, you know what I'm saying? Nobody don't know when their last day is. But yeah, you living in your last days. From the time you came out the damn womb, you was living in your last days. You know what I'm saying? That's ain't nothing dumb, man. You ain't paying attention. You be on the damn highway and don't be paying attention, man. But anyways, I'm going to get off the subject. But yeah, you know, you're supposed to live your best life every day, man. You don't need a song. You know what I'm saying, to come on and tell you to live your best life.
I'm living my best life. Oh, I can start living now.
Hell no. That little goddamn, you know what I'm saying, every day, I tell my aunt and everybody else, every day I wake up, I do one thing. Thank the Lord, you know what I'm saying, for giving me a new day, allowing me to, you know what I'm saying, wake up, see a new day, and then I get out and get it, you know what I'm saying, it's what I got to do to make a better day, more prosperous than the last day, you know what I'm saying? Not to be trying to do the same thing I was doing yesterday, even if it's minutely different, you know what I'm saying? I want to be doing it. So that's what I go out and do. You know, that's what I strive to do. I strive for. I'm going to lock this thing on 80 miles an hour and just ride out. I don't want to be sitting here doing 90. Which is what I'm doing now, you know what I'm saying? You know, you get the damn lead foot. And, thank you. crazy when you don't know how to work cruise control, you know what I'm saying? Oh, well. All right, so we're about 49 minutes out. All right, gonna stay on 75. Gonna maintain 80. That's my travel goal time of 80. Yeah. Well, yo, check it out. First of all, welcome to Captain. Starship Smelly Pride 3013 impromptu radio broadcast. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be lonely. You know what I'm saying? Looking like I'm talking to myself. I might well do a little show. You know what I'm saying? Talk to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Know what I'm doing. That's just what it's all about. And just taking some time out to tell people out there, you know, get outside your box. You know what I'm saying? I ride around all day listening to this. And you wonder why. But I get tired of hearing damn rap music. You know what I'm saying? I get tired of hearing the norm. Switching norm up. You know what I'm saying? Outside of the door, you know? There ain't nothing normal about life. You know what I'm saying? Unless you normalize. If you normalize life, it'll be normal. I try not to live a normal life at all, you know what I'm saying? I always try to live life up and down, because that's what life is. Up and down, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got to excuse me. This cabin here, you know what I'm saying? This cabin here is a little, something in the cabin here, you know what I'm saying? But, oh, that's not set. Oh, okay. They can't set it, so soon I go to set it, then the damn speed limit drop down 60, you know what I'm saying? They have speed traps set up here and now, you know. They got energy, I mean, if you come down to Florida, it measures speed. But some of y'all just want to take advantage of the shit, want to be doing 110, 100. Y'all trying to break the damn sound barrier and shit. It's because your car can do it. Every car can goddamn go. But hell, this car go 160 miles an hour. Does that mean I'm supposed to be doing 160 miles an hour in this motherfucker? Is there anywhere you can do? I ain't seen a sign yet that said 100 miles an hour. Even in Germany, they just said that's just, they don't even have a speed limit. So they don't even have a sign. But you know what I'm saying, what the speed limit is. So you shouldn't be sitting out there trying to do damn Buzz Lightyear goddamn speed. You know what I'm saying, to get nowhere. Plus you put people in danger. You know what I'm saying? You're endangering yourself, you're endangering other people. You know, that in itself ain't cool. I mean, shit. If anything, that ain't cool. You know? Oh, sorry about that. I can grab it without hanging up on the damn program. Well, I might have called you, but I'm going to try to see if I can see if I can see a switch. I'm called in. Anybody else out there? I don't know. I ain't got no chat room right now, so if you out there, I can't see you. It's all good. Thank you for tuning in, you know what I'm saying, right here, Wrecking the Game Radio. And let me get my map back up. 43 miles to go. You know what I'm saying, we're making good time. Right. You know what I'm saying? Just enjoying the atmosphere of the road. That's what I like to get out on the road for. Just enjoy the atmosphere of the road. You know, you got a decent car, you know what I'm saying, that you ain't worried about. You know, you really, everything happened, even in a brand new car, you know what I'm saying? Shit happens. So, especially with all this electronics. But you got a good, you know, good sound car to hit the road in. You know what I'm saying? Hit the road, you know what I'm saying? And see some things. Always want to hit the road, and every time, you know, just do like the tourists. Every time you see the welcome to, you know what I'm saying, pull over and take a picture, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you doing that all the way to your destination wherever you go. You know, make a, you know, fun out of it, you know? I had friends of mine, we were talking about, you know, all getting together and doing a road trip, you know? And all this other shit done, dropped down, fucked everybody up mentally, not physically, mentally. And so we ain't gonna be able to pull that off. But that's all good, you know what I'm saying? But the thoughts that we had were honorable, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we really wanted to go state to state, do just that, you know what I'm saying? Jump out. You know, do like a Friends episode, but with black people and foreigners. We're international friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's international friends. If friends went international, that's what we would be. We'd be the international friends version, you know. All meeting up from all walks of life, you know what I'm saying? And hooking up half the time, you know. This is what it's all about, people. This is what it's all about. Now, I haven't been doing everyday episodes just yet because I done did over 550 episodes. And I need to go back. I'm in the process of going back and downloading all the episodes. I'm downloading all the episodes, you know what I'm saying? So I can have my own archive of my own shows, which I don't have, you know what I'm saying, right now. You know what I'm saying? 550 shows, and I don't have direct access to do what I need to do, you know what I'm saying? Clean them up, re-air them, and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? This stuff is from 12 years ago. I started on Blog Talk Radio in 2009, and been doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? Started out doing 30-minute shows, get my feet wet, and then once that was over with, I was in the swimming pool 2-3 hours, you know what I'm saying? Like, you couldn't even get me out of the pool. You know, I'm broadcast on broadcast. I'm doing 2-3 shows a day, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're burning it up, interviewing everybody and their mama. You know what I'm saying? Making a real show out of it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? Making a real show out of it. Having fun. You know what I'm saying? And talking to people from all around the world. All walks of life. You know what I'm saying? One thing that's powerful about the telephone that versus the internet is the internet. You know, well, the internet is not as personal as a phone call. You know what I'm saying? Because a phone call is still old school. So, you know what I'm saying? That's a beautiful thing. But I got a new call in them. I don't have access to just putting it out there right now. It's a new show, new platform, episode number 4. So, you know, make it a do what it do, though. You know what I'm saying? We're going to build this thing up to the sky. I mean, the sky. Gonna have new music coming and all that. You know how I do. If you don't listen back to the 500 plus episodes, you know what I'm saying? It's just what I work with, what I do. Right now, we out on this open road, beautiful scenery. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is the time that you let the windows down. love that sound, you know what I'm saying? I love sticking my hand out the, or my arm out the window, you know what I'm saying? Just feeling that breeze, you know, run across my arm. And that's open road, you know what I'm saying? Smelling the air, you know, enjoying the fresh air of the road. And the feel of a road, you know what I'm saying? The feel of the open road. Less cars, you know what I'm saying? More movement, tranquility, you know what I'm saying? None of the you can all imagine, you know, or at least a reduction in that, put it that way. I say a reduction in that. And because depending on where you go, you know, some areas become a little congested. You know what I'm saying? It's still a road. You know what I'm saying? Things still happen on the road. And you got to just roll. You know what I'm saying? Literally roll with the punches. You know what I'm saying? Let me give a quick shout out, man. My motherfuckers on my mind and shit. One time DJ Party Time out there. One time Mr. Shine and Mr. Dodd do DJ Party Show. My top echelon crew. You know what I'm saying? I have a mama out there. My whole family. Shout out my ham, Uncle Lauren, Tony, Jan, all my little cousins, Leslie out there, you know what I'm saying, Granddad Leslie. You know, all my fam, man, one time, my cousin Pop out there one time, his family shout out. And, yeah. And next month, man, by next month, I'm going to be rolling. I ain't worrying about me. I'm going to be rolling, like full shows, you know what I'm saying, every day. And I'm getting it to where I can, you know, start sending everybody up with their block. You know what I'm saying? I want to do a 24-hour block of radio program, which I can do. You know what I'm saying? Everybody get their own hour, get an hour of broadcasting. Come on. You know what I'm saying? But you just got to be on in that hour. You know? And doing the damn thing. You drive to the radio. They call in, got a call-in number, you know what I'm saying, you have your guests call in and talk to you and shit, you know what I'm saying, live, that's a cool feature. Somewhat, right? We'll say since 2009, you know, I've been to Vegas off of this actual platform, you know what I'm saying? It's one of the original platforms that was out there putting people's voices out there to the world. I will give that to Blog Talk Radio. The only thing I never liked about Blog Talk Radio is just the simple fact that the audio recordings were not digital. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else, Snapchat, TalkShoe, all the motherfuckers that came out during that same time, that ain't around no more. You know, all had digital quality though, had digital. I don't understand how you on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Everything should be digital. That should be analog. That should be mono sounding, you know. And that's only why I had to take a hiatus, because I was just trying to find something better. I mean, I love broadcasting, I love radio, but I like, you know, my quality needs to be matching up, you know, with my content, you know what I'm saying, and vice versa. So put good, clear content out there. I need to have a good, clear recorded, you know what I'm saying, when I go to download or review. You know what I'm saying? The recording and stuff like that, you know. I need that ability to do that. And I don't know. But now I have that ability. You know what I'm saying? It took a while for technology to catch up to me. And in my ideals of what I've been trying to do, you know what I'm saying? Now technology has caught up. I mean, in 2005, know, we had 2021. In 2005, I was loading USB thumb drives, you know what I'm saying? And USB thumb drives just came about in the last year or two, you know what I'm saying? They really just gained the ground and actually, you know, recognizing what they've been riding around with the little port in their radios forever and a day, you know what I'm saying? Just didn't know what they was for. And I was like, you know, I knew what they were for, but hell, I didn't know how to really sell this shit to them at the time, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when nobody else on the technology, you really can't put a price on something that ain't nobody on, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody on the shit. Nobody don't know about this shit. How you gonna price something, you know what I'm saying, nobody don't know about it. Once it starts getting popularity, then you know how to, you know what I'm saying, competitively price your shit. Simply because I went to the military, and the military puts you on technology wise, it puts the average soldier, you know what I'm saying, up on technology. They won't realize what they up on and what they handling and what they dealing with until they're out of the military and see it in a civilian. You know what I'm saying? See it in a civilian way. Now I see things in a civilian way, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow, I see a lot of shit. I see a lot of militaristic shit all on the streets. Just stay around all kind of military weapons. Police all militarized, security guard, even security guard. Got these old buffed up, militarized vehicles. It's the look. It's just the threat, the look, you know what I'm saying? It intimidates the look. And that's all they need to do. They don't, you know what I'm saying? If I can come through in a truck, in a damn monster truck, I could be 4 foot tall, 3 foot tall, fucking a foot tall. But if I come through that motherfucker at first, I'm intimidating everybody. Everybody, God damn, who the fuck is that? God damn, what the fuck? And then now I got to throw 6 ladders, you know what I'm saying? 7, 18 ladders just to get out the goddamn truck and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I got a parachute out my goddamn truck, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Oh, that motherfucker was riding the whole time. He just sitting there pulling shit.